And it's a Live Music Friday here on Current State at WKAR. A few times this hour, we have enjoyed the music of Adrian Krigowski and Meredith Brown, who performed tonight at the Avenue Cafe on East Michigan Avenue. They are ready to go here. This is a track called Birthday Cakes.
Told me to sit back and wait for the other careers to blossom and take, for the other rock stars to graduate. You know me, that ain't my style, but you know what I fake. And ain't thank you cards, birthday cakes. When the time runs short, the time is late, like a prince on the promenade. You've been trying before to the reasons you believe. You're smoking and broken heart of the song that it might sing. But I've been right behind, left you there, the starting line, the beating drum and the daily grind, or whatever clipped your wing. There's a hole in the story, it seems, running on other people's dreams, chasing the kings and the queens of the country. What do you believe? Look them in the eye, let them listening, you might say. They don't know what they're missing. We both know it's bold-faced fraud. You've been caught before with a million different dreams. Keep strumming that old guitar till you find out what they mean. But I've been right behind. What left you there, the starting line, the beating drum and the daily grind, and whatever clipped your wing. But it you waited on long this time, but it told me to sit back and wait for the other careers to blossom to take, for the other rock stars to graduate. You know me, that ain't my style.
Adrian Krigowski and Meredith Brown.
How's it going?
Here on Current State.
How's it going?
Good
Thanks
to see you.
Us.
And
Good.
Welcome
yeah,
back,
thank
Meredith,
you
right?
Thank you, yes, yes.
You were here once before in a previous incarnation.
That is true, yes.
The Bard Owls.
The Bard Owls.
Well, Adrian, you're from East Nashville, Tennessee, correct?
I am. I spent the last couple of years there, yeah.
And Meredith, you are a Lansing native. Tell us about your roots in Lansing.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the Ann Arbor area, but went to school at Michigan State.
Oh, okay.
You guys kept me forever. So
you came here from Ann Arbor, and
yes.
You met somewhere in central Ohio, geographically speaking. That would be about
well,
the midway
point.
We
actually met in D.C., so yeah. We're all over the country. We try to keep it that way.
How did you guys meet, though?
We met at an open mic in Washington, D.C. Meredith was working for the Smithsonian for the summer of 2011.
12.
And I was help running an open mic for musicians in the area. And she showed up, and the rest is history.
The rest is history, musical and otherwise. You're engaged.
Correct.
Yeah, we. I think we always knew, just because we met playing music, we always knew we could play music together. So the first year of our relationship, we actually stayed away from playing as a band. And then made sure that the relationship was good first, and then afterwards we're like, okay, I think we're here to stay, and let's play music together. So
what kind of adjustment has that been for you, Meredith, going from a band setting to a duo setting?
It's been a lot. I think partly was because of relationship reasons that we didn't play at first. Partly it was because I didn't know what to do with his music. It's very unique, which I love, but it took me a long time to figure out going from an old-time fiddle folk background to into more singer-songwriter. So it took us a long time, and it was great to develop some of those parts together. We still kind of work on co-writing a little bit, but the words and the lyrics, the stories are still Adrian's. I just get to help out with the music, which I love.
And you, so you're basically saying you had to figure out your role here in, mm-hmm. in this duo. Exactly. You're next. You are working on an album, though.
Together, we are.
Correct?
Yeah.
When is that scheduled to appear?
We're just starting. I guess the lingo is pre-production, which basically means we're starting to ask people if they want to be a part of the project.
Okay.
And just starting to figure out which people are going to help with making the record, where we're going to make it, when we're going to make it. So we're just wrapping up writing the songs and finishing the writing for the record. And then
recording some demos, which is good.
And we'll remind everybody that Adrian and Meredith perform tonight at the Avenue Cafe, East Michigan Avenue, starting at 7:30 p.m. You describe your music as aggressive soul folk, which is a new genre, which was a genre I had not heard of.
There's no Grammy for it, I'll say that.
We definitely made that one up, I would have to admit.
I've been talking with my father a lot recently about the new genre called Americana, and this last year was the first year that the Grammys had a award for an Americana group. I definitely think that we would fall also under that. I think that people still don't know what Americana means, other than American music, which I think was the original intent anyway. But I think people need more descriptive response, because what I do is different. It doesn't necessarily sound like another folk band from the 70s. There's definitely something different. So I try to describe it. I think there's an element of soul. I think there's an element of aggressiveness. And my I was in a punk band in the 90s in D.C. as well. So it was, there's all these flavors that kind of come together. So I try to bring those out when I talk about what genre of music it is.
Do you ever plug in?
I do. Not with this guitar. This is an acoustic guitar, but I have a couple electrics at home. And when,
Are those on the record? I mean, will you plug in tonight?
No, tonight.
Okay.
These days I've been playing more acoustic. With the fiddle, it's been more of an acoustic duo, and I enjoy it that way. Most of the time these days I play acoustic. I do have an electric guitar with me, but it's really only on rare occasions that it comes out now. The music kind of fits better with a more folk.
Musicians Adrian Krigowski and Meredith Brown are our guests here today on Current State's Live Music Friday. Talk to us about your influences when you really became passionate about music. Who were your muses?
Well, I've been listening and playing music most of my entire life. The story that was told to me is that I've ruined my parents' record collection at the age of two, and I believe them. And it's been Motown. Strangely enough, the Detroit roots have been strong in my musical taste for as long as I can remember.
But you grew up in Tennessee, or you grew up in Michigan?
No, I'm kind of a geographical nightmare. I grew up in central Wisconsin.
Okay.
And so I lived in Washington, D.C. after that, and I lived in Tennessee. I lived in Nashville, Tennessee for a couple of years playing music after that.
But all of this started with Motown?
Yeah. It kind of all started back in Michigan.
And Meredith, what about you?
I grew up on fiddle music, and that was my own choosing. I was classically trained, but ever since I was a little kid, it was Eileen Ivers and Bonnie Raitt out for me. Every Easter basket, every Christmas present, it was new fiddle, mostly Irish fiddle tunes that I was wanting to listen to. So
no wonder you had a struggle here figuring out how are you going to relate as a duo here.
Yes.
You're trying to incorporate a guy with Motown passion in his soul here
with
fiddle music.
The first couple of rehearsals were pretty jangly. I don't know. Maybe that's the right word.
One of you plays almost a new instrument. You, Adrian, your Martin D28.
Four years old, just 4 years old.
But you're the opposite end of the spectrum.
I am.
Meredith, talk
fiddle.
To us about your fiddle.
Yeah, my fiddle was made in 1882, and I found it at a old instrument store that was going out of business in Hamtramck, so in the middle of Detroit. And I don't know how long it had been sitting on a shelf, but it had grooves in the fingerboards and a couple cracks in it. So I got it for very inexpensive. The guy was just trying to push things out the door, but it took quite a bit of repair work. But I love the story. I just, every time I play it, I wonder what else has come out of it.
It was pre-loved.
Huh? It was.
You've got a solo album here. That's your most recent production, right?
It is, Adrian, the most recent
called
one.
Rome.
Yeah. Called Rome. We did that in January in Nashville, Tennessee with the band that's based out of Nashville. I have a band that's based out of Nashville and a band that's based out of D.C., and then I have Meredith here that has become, quickly has
the
become
band.
our primary project, actually.
Okay.
So.
But you're not letting go of the other group project?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still kind of deciding where it fits, because I think that there's definitely times and songs that work better for the group, and most of them now, most of the writing works towards Meredith and I. But I'm not sure if I'm ready to give it up yet. I'm not sure if I'm ready to give up the solo.
What about you, Meredith? I mean, are you still gigging with the Barred Owls?
Yeah, the Barred Owls. We are still
what
gigging
a name.
With I know.
Where did that name come from?
I actually don't even remember. It just popped up. Our band started on a Facebook group chat. So somewhere in there, the name came about. But the Barred Owls are still around. Our lead singer lives in Chicago now, and we're all post college and starting to get our real lives together. So we get together when we can, but it's tricky. So
big news, it's just as real now as it will be in the future. So I mean,
yeah.
It's
good
easy to
know.
Lose sight of that.
Good to know.
That's why we have coffee. That's why we brought in the coffee this morning.
We want to thank our musical guests, Adrian and Meredith. They perform tonight at the Avenue Cafe on East Michigan Avenue, starting at 7:30. Look for their new CD coming out at some date in the not too distant future. That wraps up our program here for today. I'm Mark Bayshore. We're glad you could join us here today for Current State on WKAR, and we'll leave you with Adrian and Meredith. This is called More Than a Little. Have a great day.
And I was traveling alone. Found my sense of faith, my cover was all blown. The whistleblower's mother called her on the phone, gave her wind, gave her hell, gave her all that I'd known. And it took 7 long days, 40 long nights to keep our spirits alive, keep up a good fight. End it belittled, all decisions made by spy. Keep path right, tried and true, keep the wrong lip from right. Ooh, there's science, selling bull crap by the pound. And I give you more than a little, there's plenty to go around. Give you more than most, you believe it's time gone. I heard the bells, felt the eyes, half a dozen native men. Bet my chance, I empathize on my crusade of sin. So keep that whistle blowing, keep the train moving. Hand picking, airbound to the south of the wind. Ooh, I'm inspired. You speak just to hear the sound. I give you more than little, there's plenty to go around. Give you more than most. Yeah, believe this town, come on, boy.